Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. The summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden testing positive for COVID and cutting short his campaign trip in Nevada.
President Biden is isolating at his home in Rehoboth, Delaware, after testing positive for COVID Wednesday. The White House said late last night his symptoms continued to be mild, runny nose, cough, and general malaise. The president gave a thumbs up after arriving back in Delaware when asked by reporters how he was feeling. But he walked slowly from Air Force One to his waiting SUV and appeared to need assistance getting into the vehicle. Inside the SUV, he seemed to take a long, deep breath before putting on his mask. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
More Democratic leaders, meantime, are calling for President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. Former President Donald Trump will deliver his nominating acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention this evening. New details emerging about the minutes leading up to the attempted assassination of Trump. Secret Service officials now believed to have spotted the gunman 20 minutes before the first shots were fired. This is ABC News. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez denying reports that he is going to resign his seat after being convicted on all counts in his bribery and corruption trial. Menendez is promising an appeal. Some old bones selling for a pretty penny.
Sotheby's expected the 27-foot-long Stegosaurus fossil to sell for between $4 and $6 million. But when the gavel came down Wednesday, it had sold for $44.6 million, the most expensive fossil ever sold at auction. But some critics say this should not happen. Scientists say these fossils have no monetary value. Sotheby's tells NPR it's found that its clients overwhelmingly buy these specimens for museums or donation. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Parts of Paris were suddenly closed off today. It was part of those security measures being put in place for the upcoming ceremonies of the Summer Olympics that'll be happening soon. Large parts of the banks of the Seine River being sealed off unless you have a pass to get through. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. In a motion filed Tuesday, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call seek to join the suit filed by Planned Parenthood against Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky. The suit argues that a near-total state abortion ban, which Ermansky seeks to enforce, is unconstitutional. Negotiations are underway for a soldier from Racine who crossed into North Korea. 24-year-old Travis King is in plea negotiations with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. Last July, King crossed the border into North Korea after being released from a South Korean detention center to fly back to Texas. And Wisconsin Athletics reveals what it calls innovative Kohl Center premium seating options. Reduction of the ice sheet at the arena will create 200 additional seats. Amenities included with the new seating options are a full-service bar, premium food and non-alcoholic beverages, and access to a new premium club space.
Fleet Farm has all the everyday essentials for your furry friends for less. This week, get a free $15 gift card when you spend $75 or more on Purina pet products. Stock up on favorites like Purina Dog Chow and Bacon Strips for the pups, Cat Chow and Friskies for your felines. Plus, you can order pet food online for convenient delivery right to your front door. Find deals on everything you need for your four-legged friends' everyday lives at Fleet Farm.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny, up to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northerly breeze here through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 by Saturday. Partly cloudy, warmer and more humid with a high near 80. It is barbecue season, and if you want to kick things up a notch, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Thanks, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with new Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. That's coming up next. Right now, here's Morgan Whalen and Cowgirls. It's 9:07.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. Guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Long live cowgirls.
Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Ryan Nelson. He is the new superintendent here at the Durand, Arkansas School District, and had a chance to finally catch up with Ryan. It's been busy the last couple of weeks for yours truly, and actually for Mr. Nelson too, but we had a chance to talk with him after the school board meeting last night. Mr. Nelson, well, first, welcome to Durand, and how's the first 2 weeks going?
Well, thank you, Brian. First few weeks are busy, as you might imagine, but they've been really good. As I mentioned in the meeting, the staff here have been really helpful, particularly the admin team and the district office staff, very helpful in helping me get my feet under me and diving in. So,
suppose there's a lot you have to try and get up to speed on here with the district, don't you?
Yes, there really is, particularly with the projects that are going on. You know, it's obviously I've been doing the job for a number of years just in a different school district, but each school district operates a little bit differently. So while the job is the same, the projects are different and the people are different. So getting acclimated to all of that has been really encompassing of the first couple of weeks.
Talking with Mr. Nelson, he is the superintendent for the Durand, Arkansas School District, the new superintendent. Well, for those unfamiliar, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so this is, I'll be entering year 20 in public education. Goes fast. Spent the first 6 years of my career as a teacher in the Independence School District and then the Chippewa Falls School District. And then have spent my entire administrative career prior to this in the Augusta Area School District. First 3 years as an elementary principal, and then transitioned into the district administrator role there, and have been in that role for 10 years through this last current or the 23-24 school year. So excited for a new opportunity, and have a wife who's a proud Durand Panther alum, class of 98. We have two young boys that keep us hopping, and live in Eau Claire, and so we got a lot of ties to the community as well, and family still in the area.
I'm assuming your wife has told you that girls basketball is kind of important here. I'm just wanting to make sure about that.
Yeah, she's made that abundantly clear. In fact, every March when the girls state tournament rolls around, we pull out the old VHS tapes of the her two state tournament appearances in, I believe it was 96, 97 or 95, 96. So yes, we are well aware of that in the Nelson household.
We are talking with Mr. Ryan Nelson. He's the new superintendent for the Durand, Arkansas School District this morning. Had a chance to talk with him yesterday after the school board meeting. So, brand new district for you, kind of a clean slate, quote unquote, for you, as in things you want to do. What when you came here, what are things you'd like to be able to accomplish? I mean, maybe not right away, but obviously throughout your time here, which we hope is a very long time here in the district.
So I think there's a couple of things that probably really are on the forefront of my mind, Brian, when I think about this. One is helping, working with the board and the admin team and the staff to really kind of secure some long-term planning around what we want our school to be like. Certainly now in the current reality, 24, 25, but also what do we want it to look like in 5 years and in 10 years for the kids of this community here? And I think as education has really evolved and continues to evolve, I think we have to be really thoughtful and mindful and intentional about the opportunities that we continue to provide for kids. I think a big area of that is around the trades and careers and technical education. So I think part of that is me getting more familiar with what we currently offer. But I think I would like us to really remain on the cutting edge of opportunities that we can continue to offer for kids to prepare them as they enter into the workforce or college, other careers, et cetera. I also want to, for me, I think a big part is really getting to know people and forming some strong relationships during the upcoming school year. And that's something, obviously, that takes a lot of work and energy, but it's something that I really personally thrive off of and I'm looking forward to. I think another aspect that I spoke with the board at length about during my interview process was improving upon some of the academic results that we're seeing in our kids right now. You know, some of our current testing data isn't where we want it to be. And while that isn't the sole barometer of student achievement, it does play a role, and I think it's something that we are measured on. So identifying some of the causes of that, perhaps, and then more importantly, finding solutions to work on that.
Is part of student achievement and increasing test scores and that sort of thing, is one other part of this staff retention? Because and it's a challenge. I get it. It's a very big challenge for smaller school districts because good staff get pulled away. It's kind of rare that a small district, Augusta's a little bit bigger, that a small district pulls someone away from them to come to a smaller district. So is staff retention and a big key to all of this?
It absolutely is, and I think it's the most key ingredient to successful schools and successful students. I think, you know, we are in an era of a teacher shortage and an educator shortage. You know, it's not just certified staff, it's quality support staff as well. And retention is a critical component of that. And, there's a lot of factors that I think play into that, Brian. One, obviously, is, you know, compensation and et cetera. But a big part of that is also, you know, work environment, work culture. And I think, you know, in my prior experiences, that was something we focused real heavily on and will be a big focus here. Obviously, our goal is to get to a point where, you know, we aren't losing staff at all. People retire, but I think we want to get to a point where we don't have staff members leaving the Durand, Arkansas school district to go teach in another school district. And, I think there's some real strategic actions we can take to make that a reality. Now, that doesn't just happen overnight, but it certainly is something that is very important to me and something that will be a big focus of our work here in the district.
You mentioned compensation, and again, now I'm gonna throw even a harder curveball at you. Act 10, that's been, at least at the moment, has been ruled unconstitutional. So, is there a concern that for a district like Durand, we're going to suddenly start seeing budget issues because things might suddenly I don't think anything's going to radically change this year, but in 25, 26, could there be some big changes here coming?
Yeah, I think that's a million-dollar question, if you will. For the last 12, 13 years, following Act 10, it has looked very different. And there's been a lot of literature that's come out in the last week since Act 10 was deemed unconstitutional. And I think a lot of school districts certainly are in a wait and see mode because there isn't a lot of knowns right now with that, and in terms of how that's going to play itself out. But also, something that I have been thinking about has been, what is the fiscal impact of that and potential changes? Because, that certainly is going to impact any school district's budget. So while we don't necessarily know how that might play itself out, we certainly have to give thought to all of the potential situations that might present themselves and be prepared for that.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Mr. Ryan Nelson this morning. Finally, before we let you go, at least from the school board meeting, normally we would always just talk about the school board meeting. This one's a little bit different. It was a little bit lighter, not a lot of things, but we have a new principal for Caddy Woodlawn. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited to be bringing in Mr. Taylor Semmingson as our new principal at Caddy Woodlawn. Obviously, Mrs. Johnson had a very extensive career there and did a lot of really good work for that school district or for that elementary school. Taylor comes with a vast array of experiences. He's been in the classroom for 10 years and then spent the last 4 years as an assistant principal in the Eau Claire Area School District. And I think he really is going to be a good fit for what we're looking for at our elementary school. He what we've observed during the interview process, and then as you know, part of that interview process is going through reference checks. And you know, I think one of the things that we observed and that was noted during those checks is that he does a really solid job of balancing the ability to be really approachable and strong relationally, but also can make, you know, good decisions, has a strong instructional leadership background. So when we get back to you know, the conversation earlier about improving student achievement, I think you know, he will be the right person to lead us in that direction. Also comes from a small rural community in Strum. And so I think that's always advantageous to have a understanding of the importance of small communities and the role that, that the schools play there.
That is Mr. Ryan Nelson. He's the new superintendent with the Durand, Arkansas School District. You're listening to WRDN.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's Christmas in July with the Dunn County Fair, July 24th through the 28th at the fairgrounds in Menominee. Enjoy all the fair food, fair rides, and of course, the farm animals. Plus, hear the roar of the engines with races at the Red Cedar Raceway in the grandstands at 7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday. Then it's the NTPA Regional National Truck and Tractor Pull Saturday nights at 7. It's the Dunn County Fair, July 24th through the 28th. At the fairgrounds in Menominee.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Silverado.
shops, sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside loves a cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing boys. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Tank of gas, some blue eyes and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Loves cracking 89 Alabama. Kissing boys. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at a quarter past nine. And somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. Then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now and it sure is Monday.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
from prejudice, I run from pessimists, but I run too late.
I run my life, or is it running me? Run from my past, I run too fast, or too slow it seems. When lies become the truth, that's when so I run to you.
FM WRDN. Lady A, I run to you. Good morning. Happy Thursday. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Wabasha County Fair continuing today through Saturday. And that'll be at the Wabasha County Fairgrounds. Let's run down today in history. In 1914, six United States Army planes helped form the Signal Corps Aviation Division. At first, planes were just used to do reconnaissance and relay signals. And of course, didn't take very long during World War One to say, hey, you know what? If I put a gun on this, I can shoot at the other plane from the enemy, take him down. 1921, Babe Ruth achieved 139 home runs and became the all-time home run leader in Major League Baseball. Babe's home run record would stand for a very long time until Hammer and Hank Aaron came along. 1927, Detroit Tigers baseball player Ty Cobb recorded his 4,000th career hit. He became the first player to complete that. 1936, the first Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was completed. The hot dog-shaped vehicle promotes, of course, Oscar Mayer Wieners. 1940, Franklin Roosevelt was nominated for a third presidential term. He first took office in 1933 as America's 32nd president. He would eventually go on to serve four consecutive terms, becoming the only president to serve more than two. 1969, a car driven by Senator Edward Kennedy plunged off a bridge on Chappaquiddick Island near Martha's Vineyard. The crash killed Kennedy's passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne.
1976, 14-year-old gymnast Nadia Comaneci earned a perfect score of 10 on the uneven parallel bars in the Olympic Games. It was the first 10 ever given in an event. She would win 3 gold medals, a silver, and a bronze. Not bad. 1988, a California appeals court upheld a lower court's decision to dismiss a case against Ozzy Osbourne and CBS Records. The case against the rock star stemmed from the 1984 death of a teenager who allegedly killed himself after listening to Osbourne's Suicide Solution. 1994, Crayola announced the introduction of scented crayons. 1995, Susan Smith's murder trial began in South Carolina. She was charged and later found guilty of drowning her 2 young sons. 1999, investigators searching for the plane carrying John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, and sister-in-law announced a change in the objective. Instead of search and rescue, the operation was reorganized as a search and recovery operation. 2008, the highly anticipated Batman sequel, The Dark Knight, starring Christian Bale as Batman and the late Heath Ledger as the Joker, opened up in theaters. The movie would bring in $66.4 million in its first day alone. Wow. 2013, Nelson Mandela celebrated his 95th birthday in a South African hospital a month after he was admitted for a recurring lung infection. 2013, Netflix's House of Cards received an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Drama Series and became the first original series from a video streaming service to receive a major category Emmy nod. And in 2013, the city of Detroit filed for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection, becoming the largest U.S. city to do so. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our markets. They just opened up a little bit ago. Market update being brought to you by Farm First Dairy Cooperative and Chippewa Valley Energy.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy. No more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 17 to 1994, September up 18 to 2057, October up 15 to 2065, November milk up 5 at 2013. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower, hogs also moving mostly lower. Now, while the markets have been somewhat oversold, again, after gains yesterday on technical buying, we have some technical selling happening in the livestock sector today. As August live cattle now down 17 cents to 184.10, August feeder cattle down 15 cents to 258.40, August hogs down 30 cents to 91.35. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans said they are moving mostly lower, wheat moving mostly higher. Technical indicators are extremely oversold. The funds are holding a record large short position, but there's a lack of opportunity to move prices higher, and the weather forecast is for the most part non-threatening. Therefore, the funds see no reason to start buying to allow prices are just chopping near recent lows. Meanwhile, wheat markets are moving mostly higher today. Again, some concerns about Russian wheat production that's helping to support U.S. prices. New crop corn down 4 to 407 and 3 quarters. New crop beans down 5 to 1036. September wheat up 5 to 544 and a quarter. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it! Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance, a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still. And every head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too bad. 'Cause she.
Cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world. That angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, and I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville.
It was long and chrome, sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone. From the moment I walked in tonight, you've been coming. If I've told you once, I've told you twice, I'm just here to unwind. I'm not interested in romance or what you have in mind. What part of no don't you understand?
Top dollar till That old cotton crop farmer, they knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land, and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white old tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat, me and him double barrel in a two-stroke, and that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, long as all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Cody Johnson, Dirt Cheap on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, be listening for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AgriTalk this afternoon from 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, a 9-year-old San Antonio boy is in the running for the best mullet in America. Remember this contest a few years back? There was somebody from Western Wisconsin that was in the running. Avery Quarez has entered the kids category of the USA Mullet Championship. Avery's been growing his mullet for 2 years and calls it, quote, the Texas waterfall, unquote. The annual contest supports the nonprofit Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors, which provides accessible mortgage-free homes to wounded veterans. I wonder if Billy Ray Cyrus is going to bring his mullet back out for this.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anibus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola experience creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't.